This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour now on the DJV program as we start a new year. Last one was crazier than most. I think we all will partner in on that one. A lot of big failures, a lot of big successes, I guess. It depends on whether it's your life we're talking about or your business or just what's going on in general. A lot of me thinks that we're all nuts. And so I'm trying to achieve a way of putting a little bit of a lid on what's going on. I've sort of thought to myself, I've been doing a lot of retrospective thinking, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and we introduced to you Jay Kirshner for the first time on the DJV program, helping in the social media department, connecting at DJV show and the ways to connect with her and us on Facebook as well, to try to bring some sort of organization or order, because it is crazy. And I want to see more about what people are thinking in a setting that isn't as inflammatory as most talk radio programs are, frankly. So that's why we're kind of doing it the way we're doing it. How many of you have, and I ask this sort of as a general question, but I'm asking it more specifically of Jennifer and Victoria, and if you've heard of it, Jay, the Great Barrington Declaration. Do you know what the Great Barrington Declaration is?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. So this is worth our time. And it might be something, Jay, you post for people to read. It's at great. If you go to gbdeclaration.org, you can read this declaration as put together by a group of infectious disease epidemiologists and public health scientists who have grave concerns about the physical and mental health impacts of the policies that we have been following in our country and around the world. And they have they've recommended something that they call focused protection. These are not political. One of the problems with this is it's become politicized, and that has affected how it's been treated around the world. But these people, the declaration from the doctors and the public health people that are involved in this, they have devoted their careers to protecting people, and that's what they say in the declaration. Lockdown policies are producing devastating effects on short and long-term public health. The results include lower childhood vaccination rates, worsening cardiovascular disease outcomes, fewer cancer screenings, and deteriorating mental health, which leads to greater excess mortality. And that's not now, that's in years to come. The working class, younger members of society will carry the heaviest burden. Is this something that we've been talking about? I think we've taken a stab at this. I had forgotten, I knew about this a month or so ago, and I kind of put it out of my mind, this Great Barrington Declaration. But when you read it through, it's really very, very poignant. And these people are, the focus on keeping in place what we're doing until there's a vaccine for everybody, these people think it'll cause irreparable damage. I think it already has, especially with the underprivileged. I think that there are a lot of people who think, oh, well, you know, the black people are just complaining because they're always complaining. No, it isn't just black people. It's people that isn't skin. It's sort of economic more than anything else. And the impact that it's having, you have no idea. I was looking over some of the businesses that are going out in my hometown. It's not just restaurants, although that seems to be a large number of the businesses that are going out that'll never be back. But the more we push this thing and say we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to keep people businesses closed, keep people out of school, the things that they talk about in the declaration come to fruition. And it's almost like there was a plan. You know, I've said this all along, that there was no accident in the release of this stuff. There's no accident in the way it's been played around the world. I have the science that looks at this. It's really kind of remarkable when you get right down to it. And so we're trying to look at the new year and figure this out and improve our life. And one of the things we have to do is come together somehow with our core beliefs. And I don't know how with the tone that's been set by a lot of the politicians, I don't know how, but maybe using this as a basis. I don't know, ladies, have you read this? Are you reading it as I'm talking about
it? No. Mm-mm.
Okay. The most passionate, compassionate
approach. We're looking at the funny pages.
Very good, John.
Well, no, I'm listening to you, and I can't read into something that's on the air and listening to you tell it at the same time, so I'm focusing on you.
Okay. Well, basically, they've suggested a number of measures to protect the people that are most vulnerable here.
Mm-hmm.
Nursing homes, staff, and, you know, all of the things that have to do with not just getting the shots, but rotation. There are people that are just staying in these facilities like 24 hours a day. It's like being a doctor who goes through, what do they call it, when you're doing rounds, when you're a resident,
you're doing
right?
Rounds.
You sleep in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's a whole lot of that going on, and that makes the people that are doing that vulnerable as well as the people they're taking care of. Anyway, they recommend that we go back to life as normal, as quickly as possible, taking simple hygiene measures, hand washing, staying home when you're sick. That'll reduce the herd immunity threshold immediately. Schools and universities should reopen for in-person teaching. Extracurricular activities like sports should be resumed. Young, low-risk adults should work normally rather than from home. Restaurants and other businesses should open. Art, music, sport, and other cultural activities should resume. People who are more at risk may participate if they wish, while society as a whole enjoys the protection conferred upon the vulnerable by those who have built
up. I don't see how doing that would result in anything different than what I'm in California, and we have skyrocketing cases, and everybody's staying at home. So I don't see how doing something responsible would cause any less problem than what we're seeing.
Well, I know
right
you
now.
Don't, but these people are experts, and they have there's a bunch of doctors
well,
from all around
saying.
The world.
I think I agree with them.
Okay, so then, you know, I'm looking at dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people from all around the world who have signed off on this that are highly visible people from research, universities, hospitals, professors, you name it. This is a distinguished group of people, not just Americans. The head of epidemiology working on the vaccine at Oxford University, Dr. Lisa White, has signed this. Interestingly enough, there are, I think I'm counting the ones that I can see here, more women on this than there are men. I find that interesting as well, if it has any significance at all. But you can look, if you go to the website, gbdeclaration.org, and look at what they are suggesting. You can sign the declaration if you want to, but all of the countries that are represented here, all the languages, it's been produced in various languages. It just seems to me it's time for us to bring ourselves up short when it comes to all of this. Then you look at the daily stuff like this Wisconsin hospital pharmacist who was arrested.
This
because,
drove me
I mean,
nuts.
You look at this, these people are out of their God-blessed minds. Go ahead, Victoria, tell us the story.
I mean, this story, if you didn't hear about it, this Wisconsin pharmacist has been arrested for essentially destroying 500 doses of the Pfizer vaccine.
Out of her mind.
And I don't even know if it's a man or woman. They have not even disclosed who this is. This person has been arrested. And so what this person did was and this was my fear from the very beginning when we were all talking about, oh, this extreme Arctic level refrigeration that was needed for the Pfizer drug. What happens if the vial is sitting out for 30 seconds, 3 minutes, 30 minutes? How long can it sit in, you know, in the office there when people are waiting to get the shot? We don't know the answer to that. Maybe Pfizer does. I don't know. It doesn't seem to be public knowledge. And so this pharmacist, we do not know what the motivation was, took out 500 doses, and then those doses were given to people. So
after they'd thawed?
After they thawed. And so essentially Pfizer said, okay, there's no side effect that's going to happen to the people who got it, except they think that they've gotten their first immunization and it's completely not valid. So now they have to track all those people down and redo all of the injections. It just, to me, though, I think I would probably prefer to get the Moderna one, which can be stored at regular temperature like other vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're messing around with something that needs to stay that cold, I don't know. I just, you have so many people with their hands in this. It just, I don't trust that, maybe this person made a mistake. We don't even know. We don't know what, maybe this person had no idea how long the vials needed
been too,
to stay.
On duty for too long and just tired. That's another side of what I was just talking about.
Yeah, we don't know what the answer is, but the fact that this can happen so easily, it just, to me, it's kind of, I don't know, it's pretty alarming.
Yep, it sure is. And I've kind of been with you. I'm getting in the queue to get a shot fairly soon, and I'm going to tell them that I want Moderna. Some people say, well, you're not going to have a choice.
Yeah,
I think
it depends on
if you make
you
enough
are.
Noise. The government is considering giving some people half the dose of Moderna in order to speed up vaccination.
This is another one that kind of makes me a little nervous. So they've decided now that, oh, you only need half a dose. You don't need the full dose. Well, then why was the full dose approved, but the half dose wasn't? So, I don't know. I think we're getting a little fast loose here.
Well, that's what you expect that, because a lot of people are putting pressure on. I want a dose. I want a shot. I want to get, you know, the people's minds are changing rapidly as to who wants to get this and who, you know, doesn't. I see a lot more people who want to get it. I'm normally not a vaccine person, and I'm going to get it.
Well, look, right. Kamala Harris said she wouldn't get the vaccine at all because it was Trump's vaccine, and now she's been vaccinated. So
she's a big phony.
People's minds change.
Who cares? Yeah. The Center for Disease Control says that as of this weekend, 4,225,000 doses, first shots, have been given. There are 13 million doses available, apparently. So that's, you know, do you know where you stand is the question. Do you know where you are on the list? And when you can get your
vaccine. I can be bumped up, I found out, over the weekend because I work in radio. I support, the line was, if you support radio, TV, news media, or broadcast companies, my husband and I both qualify. We're in group 1C. Now, there is no way that I'm going to take the vaccine before I get my parents vaccinated. There's no way I'm jumping the line. I just ethically would not live with myself if I did that. So I'm hoping that they are still ahead of the line.
You could be safe around them, which would actually not be terrible.
Yeah.
I'm just less concerned about myself. Well, I can't bring them with me. You can't go, oh, here's my plus one for the vaccine. It doesn't work. It's not a nightclub.
Right. All right. The DJV download is our focus for a moment here. The current one is a focus on the passing of Pierre Cardin, the great designer. We also talk about Lindsay Vonn nixing her nuptials. That's how you pronounce it, right? Nuptials? Nuptials. Mm-hmm. Nuptials, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The focus on sugar being poisonous, yep, and there's all kinds of things that we chew on here, including some bread discussion. So help yourself to our daily download. That's at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe. These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You
hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 33.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A great start to the new year.
Give your business a head start on the year with everything you need to be organized and productive.
Like storage solutions, the latest tech, and office essentials like paper and ink, all at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Start the year right and save at Staples. Ends 1-9-21, limit 4, curbside available in most stores. Visit staples.com/40 and rewards for details.
Friday 3 after the hour on today's DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kushner is here, and we're working on some of the trending things. What are listeners saying about this, that, or the other, Jay?
Well, Bob Confer says that I think my local radio station should add all of Doug Steffen's shows to the radio lineup. So, how can we disagree with that?
That sounds like a plant.
Signed,
that great?
Yes,
isn't that great? And then Kaylee Levelfin says that she always appreciates you, Doug, and the rest of the DJV show team for being a national radio voice, but you cover all sides of all topics. You're not giving things one-sided. I think that's great.
Yeah, it is. That's why you're here, because we're so fair, right? Isn't that why you came on? That's a bunch of fair people. I want to be with them.
Yeah, right. That's how I wake up in the morning. I'm like, you know what? I really want to talk with fair people today.
Right.
But no, you can tell us anything you want. Reach out, DJV Show on Twitter.
There it is. All right, so Victoria, what do you have that's trending?
Well, I think, sorry, my computer just completely crapped the bed. Go to Jen real quick.
Jennifer.
I'm having major issues here.
Mm-hmm. Victoria has crapped out, so what do you have that you're thinking is a big time, the people are whatever. So what do you look at when you're trending? There's so many different things to look at when you're trending.
You can find stuff all over the place, but the story that I've been watching all day is about this Harvard professor. I don't know if you guys saw it, but he said that an alien visited in 2017 and more are coming. So
I love a good alien story.
Yeah, they said when the first sign of intelligent life first visits from space, it's not a giant saucer that's like hovering over New York City. They say more likely it'll be alien civilization's trash. Avi Loeb is the chair of the Harvard's Department of Astronomy. He believes he's already found some alien garbage, and he's got a book about it called Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth. It's coming out on January the 26th. He lays out a compelling case for why an object that recently wandered into our solar system was not just another rock, but actually a piece of alien technology. He said that the object in question traveled toward our solar system from the direction of Vega, not Las Vegas, which is a nearby star 25 light years away, and it intercepted our solar system's orbital plane on September 6th, 2017. He said its trajectory brought it closest to the sun at the end of September, and he was studying it at, I guess they found it at this observatory in Hawaii, using a telescope there, and it was dubbed oh gosh, Oumuamua, which is Hawaiian for roughly scout. And it was small, but about 100 yards long, which is a pretty big deal to the scientific community, unrecognizable. And so his idea, his theory, is that this is something from another planet, another civilization, an alien civilization, and he thinks more is coming.
Mm-hmm. Huh. What? How do you say that again? Oumuamua.
Hold on, let's go. Ready?
I think it's probably.
I love all the Hawaiian names.
Oumuamua.
Oumuamua.
No, it's Oumuamua.
Oumuamua. That's what I say to my cows. Oumuamua. Oumuamua. Excuse me.
Yes. Right. Doug has cows. In case anyone's new to the show and is wondering why he's talking about that.
Cows are. The most wonderful companions. I had one sick this weekend. We were nursing her back, put a sweater on her. Should have taken a picture of it, actually, and posted it.
So I've never seen a cow wearing a sweater. You definitely need to post that.
Right. There are all sorts of things going on the farm. Mm-hmm. I actually spent the weekend in the woodlot and on the manure spreader. It was very exciting. People say, what did you do for New Year's? I spread manure, and I worked in the woodlot with a couple of the other guys on the farm. This is a big year for cleanup, by the way. I think you're going to see, as we move forward, there are lots of efforts around the world. There's a lot of, and this goes to California, speaking about what the problems have been in the last year, 10 years, whatever, since the fires began. There's a lot of dead wood around, and I have a lot of dead wood on my farm, and I don't want to have a big fire. So we're going into the woods, and we're clearing all the dead wood out and using it for firewood. Very productive use. It does, you know, there's three guys that those of us, three of us have been working on it. Actually, this past weekend, we spent most every day in the woodlot cleaning that stuff up.
I think we all have, like, some dead wood figuratively, too.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has reversed a decision to bring the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier home from the Gulf, with the Pentagon saying that due to recent threats by Iran, the Armada will stay in position. Officials have launched a federal probe into the rise of robberies at gunpoint targeting U.S. postal workers in New Mexico. A growing number of incidents are being seen in the city of Albuquerque, with 8 cases since mid-October. Postal inspectors are offering rewards up to $50,000 for arrests. The public has been asked to keep an eye out and call 911 if they see anything. A pastor was killed and two other people were injured in a shooting at a Winona, Texas church Sunday after the pastor confronted a man who had been hiding from police in the church overnight. After a manhunt, a suspect was arrested in Harrison County. WFAA is reporting the pastor killed was 62-year-old Mark McWilliams. Tanya Roberts, the one-time Bond girl, Charlie's Angel, and That 70s Show actress, has died. She was 65. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Politics will dominate the landscape this week. Georgia's Senate runoffs take place Tuesday, and on Wednesday, the Electoral College will do a final count of the 2020 election. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz tells Fox News his objections.
Look, we're at an extraordinary time in our country's history. We went into this election with the country deeply divided, deeply polarized, and we've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. And that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system. And so this past week, I spent writing out a position in a assembling a group that ultimately of 11 senators that we put out yesterday that we will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of frauds. I think we can do that. We can do it promptly. We can do it in 10 days before the inauguration, but I think we have an obligation to the voters and we have an obligation to the Constitution to ensure that this election was lawful.
Tens of millions of Americans believe the election was filled with voter fraud and corruption. The only way to give the American people confidence in our republic is to put the election through a fine-tooth comb. Without doing so, we'll leave half the country feeling disenfranchised. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, on today's DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and now Jay Kirshner is in the fray, if you will, in charge of social media. How much, Victoria, is Julian Assange contributing to social media comments these days?
I don't know if he's allowed to. I don't think he's allowed. Let's back up. I don't know what he's allowed to do. So I have no idea if he's on social media at the moment, if he's allowed to. But a British judge ruled just within the last half an hour that he is, of course, the founder of WikiLeaks. We know that. But the British judge has said now that he should not be extradited to the U.S. to face charges of violating the Espionage Act because he's at extreme risk of suicide. That's the reason that this British magistrate, Vanessa Barrister, has said that the defense had provided compelling evidence that he suffers from severe depression, that he has written a will, he sought absolution from a priest, and a razor blade was found hidden in his cell at Belmarsh Prison in London, where he is currently charged with 18 federal crimes, including conspiring to obtain and disclose hundreds of thousands of pages of secret government documents, classified diplomatic cables, sensitive military reports from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And all of this he has dumped on through the WikiLeaks website. And also he did direct data dumps to journalists as well. So obviously the U.S. has had an interest in having him extradited to, they wanted him to be flown by U.S. Marshals to Northern Virginia to face the charges, but it would expose him to 175 years in maximum security prison. That would make me depressed too if I thought that that was my only option. So now I guess the British court is being more sympathetic to him. So we'll see where it goes. But that's a big win for him. Because staying where he is in London is nothing compared to the charges he faces here.
Wow. Speaking of jail, there's an execution date that has been set for a woman, federal death row inmate. She was supposed to be put to death, and that was apparently taken off the table. And now Lisa Montgomery, who was convicted of strangling a pregnant woman, taking the baby out of her womb, is now scheduled once again for execution. It was supposed to be December 8th, and now it's back on for January 12th. Apparently they're trying to stall it till Biden becomes president because he's against the death penalty. And, you wonder, she has a history of mental illness. Is that, what do we take into consideration when somebody does something like this? And I'm not a bleeding heart, so it's not, when I first looked at this before I really dug around, Victoria sort of pointed me in another direction. I thought, ooh, this is heinous, this is horrible, this woman deserves to die.
Is.
And I don't like the death penalty because I don't really
think it does.
Does
her mental illness make the woman who had her stomach carved apart feel any better? I mean, I don't think it does. You're still removing the rights from someone else.
But was she aware of it? Is that the question?
I'm not a huge death penalty advocate, but I've said this before, one of my best friends lost her grandparents to the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, and she said it was the only thing that would give her closure to move on. And you know what? Mm-hmm. She deserved it. And he didn't. And so, he raped her grandmother and ate her eyeballs. Good morning to that. I mean, do you really think that that kind of person needs to be sucking up air on the planet? I don't. So I think for victims, if it does give them closure, they should be a part of that decision, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are obviously different points of view on this. If you are, depending on your religion, sometimes there's a staunch opposition to it. I don't have because of religious reasons. I just think, for the most part, it isn't a deterrent. The other side of it is I don't like paying for people to be in jail for the rest of their lives when they're not going to do anything anyway. We're just paying to have them sit in a cell or to work in the weight room or to create more criminals with people that are going to get out. Who knows what the heck goes on in prison. It's not an
killer,
easy...
And my friend, the person I talked to you about, Richard Ramirez, he died of hepatitis C in prison. He wasn't even put to death. I mean, California doesn't usually keep people on death row for their whole life. But, I mean, think about the medical expenses that go into treating some of these diseases, too.
A
lot of times you'll hear the argument that it's cheaper to keep people alive than it is to put them to death. And, again, I'm not advocating. I think it should be only used under the most serious of circumstances. But, man... I don't know.
Well, the last time a woman was executed by the government in our country was 1953. So that tells you something about the public focus on women being executed or what the public feeling is, the emotion that's attached to it.
I think it's the crime. I don't think it has anything to do with the public. I think that women statistically are not mass shooters. They're not mass murderers. They're not serial killers. I mean, statistically, they commit
different
crimes.
Why do women not grab a AK-47 and go shoot up the post office or things that guys do? What is there other than the obvious that keeps women from doing stuff like that?
I think it's a really interesting question, and I would, if we ever had like a criminal behavioral expert, I think it would be really interesting. You see the FBI profilers on different shows. I think it would be interesting to figure out like what they know about the differences. I don't know. Hormones, maybe? I mean, hormones are pretty powerful.
I think psychologically, women are more maternal. Women have an empathy that I think men don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like, there's probably some real physiological differences in the brain chemistry of how people treat one another. So
what does that say about me? I'm in touch with my feminine side. Does that mean I'm likely.
Well, hopefully it means you're not going to be a serial killer.
That's probably.
I mean, I think you probably would have gone down that path already at this point in life.
I've had plenty. Yes, I've had plenty of opportunity. This lady, by the way, is 52 years old. So this was she was quite young, and apparently she wanted a child, and this was the only way. I think I remember vaguely what went on with this thing. She couldn't get pregnant, or she didn't have a baby, and she wanted one. So she just saw somebody pregnant, killed him, and took the baby. I think the baby died.
Yeah, that's not obviously that's not a balanced person. That's a person with severe mental illness.
Right. Yep. All right. So there's that. I noticed that that California is turning away a lot of patients. Jennifer, there are all these hospitals around the country where the COVID situation is the number of patients the highest it's ever been. And there were some stories last week while you were gone about hospitals using like the drugstore in the hospital to put people in, that many of them. So is that
there's a lot of lying that's happening right now. There's a lot of, and I think it's really irresponsible because it's scaring the heck out of people. So like when they have chest pains, they're not actually going to the hospital, because the headlines that are coming out, particularly of L.A. County, are that the hospitals are filled up, 0% ICU capacity. There aren't enough ambulances to handle it. We're going on an oxygen shortage. All of this stuff is somewhat true, but not really. So the 0% capacity in hospitals is based on four county facilities that L.A. County owns. It's not taking into account the Kaisers and the private hospitals. So there are still hospital beds. It is busy right now. The cases are surging. We are still under a stay-at-home order. So that's why it just makes no sense that you continue this, because it's not working right now. But that being said, you've got the Army Corps of Engineers who's coming in, and they're kind of helping out some of these older hospitals that are having oxygen issues to be able to provide for people. There are ambulance companies that are still doing just fine, but they're trying to, and I don't know what the idea is, and it's the idea that I've been so upset with this whole time ever since I got diagnosed, is that they're scaring people to death, literally, by telling them all this stuff. So, yes, you can say the occupancy is high. Yes, one county hospital facility has 22 ICU beds, and they're all taken right now. But you can tell people that there are still places to go get treatment. Not one person in Los Angeles has talked about putting together the hospital and the convention center that sat empty after the outbreak started in March. Remember, we had the warship out here. We had the convention center all ready to go. Well, they knew this was coming, or at least that's what they kept telling us, and that's why they kept telling us to stay home. So why don't they have that hospital ready to go for overflow patients? There are a lot of questions about
you know what?
About
the answer to that, Jennifer, is the same question. My son and I were talking about this last night. We have all of this vaccine, and in many states around the country, the organization is so bad that nobody really knows when they're supposed to get the shots, where they're supposed to go to get the shots. It's complete chaos, and it has to do
with... Believe me, hear me when I say I'm not downplaying it, because there is a real problem here. We've got a spike in cases, but they're just scaring the heck out of people and then not doing anything to fix it. So it's like, why are you doing that? Why? If you have that ability to have that hospital going and it was up in March, why the heck is it not up now where the cases are the highest that they've ever been? It doesn't make any sense.
Nope. Here's a way for you to get your mind off of some of the things going on. A podcast that I do every week. It's called Your Hidden Power, and it's a focus on the sixth sense. It's a focus on the outside thinking, if you will. We were talking about the stuff that was maybe debris from, how many years ago, Victoria? The debris from that extra, you were talking about it earlier on.
It was me.
2017.
Yeah, right. My pal, Jonathan Tucker, starring in that new NBC show, which will be out in March, called Debris. That's what the show is really all about. And there are all kinds of stories
about
like that.
Aliens?
All the time, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. That's debris from a spaceship or some encounter that brought aliens to our world.
So that's going to be your favorite show ever.
Well, they continue to shoot it. They're shooting it up in Vancouver, as a matter of fact. Anyway, so there's a book called Single on Purpose that we focus on with a life coach named John Kim, who I came to find out, Victoria, was very famous. I didn't know him before, but I looked around, and he's very well known in terms of partnerships and that sort of thing. So at any rate, we talk about relationships, we talk about health, We talk about well-being. We talk about all the things that go on, mental and emotional things, from a different point of view. So you want to check that out. It's at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
IC Movieology is a virtual learning program over Zoom that teaches kids how to make movies on their tablets and smartphones. It's a great way to learn a new skill and keep your kids' boredom in check. Creator and filmmaker Joe Frankel tells us how it works.
Each week we cover a different topic. So it begins by looking at visual storytelling, since movies are such a visual medium. And then we talk about character building. We talk about three-act story structure. We branch out into different genres from there. So we discuss comedy filmmaking, suspense, action, documentary, mockumentary, music videos, musicals, and the kids get a chance to explore all those different genres and practice making their own films in those genres using just the phone.
Check out IC Movieology at imaginarycourtyard.com. That's imaginarycourtyard.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Attention business owners, listen carefully to this important message. Are you tired of struggling with monthly bookkeeping or always being behind? Maybe you're fed up with paying your CPA ridiculously high hourly rates for subpar services. At Finance Pal, we know your pain. We're small business owners who understand your tax and accounting needs. At Finance Pal, we take over your books and design a program custom tailored to fit your needs. Whether it's bookkeeping, payroll, bill pay, inventory tracking, or taxes, we have you covered. We handle some or all of these services for one flat, affordable, low monthly fee. Stop worrying about your books and drowning in paperwork. Let us worry while you focus on growing your business. The setup is easy, and we give you the tools and technology to make your monthly finances streamlined and organized. Call now at 800-509-2135 for a free business assessment. That's 800-509-2135. 800-509-2135. Finance Pal, the only friend your business needs.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so we all hear on our radio stations the weather forecast. The weather around the country today, for example, is pretty cold in the northern climes. And there is a there's an Iowa meteorologist who went on the air to warn people about what they ought not to do when the weather is cold.
Please don't do that. I'm a meteorologist. I should know. When icicles form, it's from water that melts off of your roof and runs down the side of a building. Well, here's the thing. You know what else is on your roof? Bird poop. A lot of it. And that water picks it up and freezes it in the ice. You're eating poop.
Is she 9 years old? I know, she sounds like...
Well, she's from someplace in Iowa, probably the first job, but a pretty good warning. Don't eat the icicles, boys and girls. It's full of poop. It's 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Okay, it's time for us to go underground. The Money Pit, the mogul from the Money Pit is here. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, who hosts this program every weekend with Leslie Segretti, has great podcast presence, has all kinds of stuff. Good, Doug. Well, yeah, it is stuff. TheMoneyPit.com/podcast gives you the connection to their weekly podcast. They also have a lot of information on the radio program, not to discount that. See, the whole idea is to promote the radio program, but there are a lot of ancillary things, too. The newsletter as well. You can subscribe to that at MoneyPit.com/newsletter. So I have something that we were scoffing, sort of, or I wasn't scoffing because I was serious, but there was some scoffing about me coming up with a new idea to re-roof one of the barns on my farm.
When you tell me you have a new home improvement project or idea, I brace.
Okay. Well, get ready for this one.
You know, brace for impact?
Yes, brace for impact. There's a company called Polo International that does roofing and waterproofing and industrial coatings. And so they have suggested to me, because I'm trying to figure out what to do with a flat roof that I have on the farm, one of the buildings, don't re-roof it, they say, silicone it. This apparently is a tried, tested, and proven way at half the cost of a new roof to get another 20 years out of the roof. So what is there about this that you think is exciting, or am I barking up the wrong roof, as it were?
Well, look, I don't know anything about this particular product, but I will tell you this, Doug. There is a long history of companies out there that claim to be able to sell types of roof treatments, roof sealants, roof paints, and then claim that these will far extend the life of the original roofing product. Mm-hmm. And I can think of absolutely no reason to use a service like that. So that's well, where I'm coming from.
There you go. Thank you very much.
The roofs are up, have a working life, and if it's if it's reached that working life, you just take it off and put on a new roof. The roofs aren't supposed to last forever. And sealing what you have there when you have a bad roof to begin with or a worn roof to begin with doesn't seem to make any sense.
But it saves us money, Tommy. It's half the price.
If it works, maybe. In the short term, maybe. But I don't buy that it's going to double what you have there. You install the roof. You use it. Gives you good service life. It's time for a new one.
Listener Ronnie has a tile floor in his kitchen that gets pretty cold. He wants to know, are there any options for in-floor heating that can be installed below the floor? I would like to think that there's probably, if there's going to be in-floor heating, it would have to be below the floor to begin with, right?
Yeah, he's trying to figure out a way if you can warm that floor up so it's more comfortable. And yeah, a couple of things that you could do. You could put a zone of PEX tubing underneath the subfloor. So PEX is the cross-linked polyethylene piping. It is thin, it is flexible, it is easy to maneuver, and you could create a layer of that underneath the floor. However, to do it right, you really need to put down a type of subfloor first, which is channeled out to take the PEX. So if you have the height for that, Ronnie, in terms of the height of the floor, you can stand it to be an extra inch taller than it is right now, that's a good option. But there are some less expensive, less complicated ways you could just warm that space up. You know, one that you could simply consider is an electric radiant baseboard heater. These baseboard heaters fit in the kickboard space of a cabinet. And with the kickboard heaters, they do give you enough heat to keep those toes warm, especially first thing in the morning. And then there is also an electric radiant floor that could be installed under, say, a floor tile. And those are some other ways to provide that warm floor. Electric radiant, of course, is expensive, but the idea would be that you'd only use it on those chilly mornings to take the edge off. It would not replace your primary heating system.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's some good advice. Now, we're talking about heating. What about smart water heaters? I noticed that the current episode of your podcast at moneypit.com/podcast focuses on smart water heaters. Are these the kind that don't have tankless water heaters?
Well, sure. There's tankless water heaters. There's combi boilers, which are boilers and water heaters in one. There are water heaters now that can tell, that can alert you to the fact that they are leaking and turn off the supply valve so that they don't sort of release all of their 40 or 50 gallons of water all over the floor. The water heater technology has just jumped leaps and bounds. There's a lot of great options out there. I myself am going to be removing my old formerly oil-fired, then converted to gas boiler, and my water heater to install a tankless, which I was showing this to my family. The size of the tankless is literally the size of a wall cabinet in your kitchen.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. By the way, we had a meteorologist on from Iowa who said, don't eat the icicles from your roof because the roof is covered with bird poop.
Yeah, that's a fine idea. Thanks for
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.